I gave this platform to God, okay? I'm on a very specific mission.
We have to identify who the real enemy is. We have to know, where does this infiltration come from? The American people need a warrior that's unafraid to point out the real enemy. The American people are deserving of truth, exposure, and extreme accountability for the crimes against humanity that are being committed. We're on the brink of the complete collapse of America, while at the same time at the precipice of an amazing victory. If we want to prevent our children from facing a future bloodbath, I mean, I'm talking mass amounts of bloodshed, we need to step up and fight this war, and we need to fight it now. Uncensored. I refuse to be silenced or muzzled. Unafraid. No man will intimidate me. Unstoppable.
Good evening and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. So we hear a lot about Israel on the news. I mean, it's nonstop. We hear a lot about Israel in our own government, also nonstop, especially over the last several months as this war that can only accurately be described as an ethnic cleansing and genocide of innocent women and children in Gaza has heated up and has taken over the news cycle in the Zionist, Jew-controlled and funded media, corporate media, broadcast media, cable news media. It's heated up the American foreign policy debate. And now conversations about Jewish and Israeli influence and control have sprouted up in the public square. A lot of people are noticing. Just take a trip on over to X. See how far the Overton window has shifted. But you know, one thing that we don't hear much about is the fact that right now in Israel, there are Jews working to build the third temple and usher in the Antichrist. And these Jews say that this Antichrist will be their Messiah and who will bring in an era of Jewish dominion and domination over the rest of the world. And to build this temple, to begin this whole process, this satanic process, the Jews say that they have to sacrifice a red heifer, a female cow, on this massive altar in what can only be accurately described as a repulsive Stone Age blood ritual that involves burning the cow and then using its ashes to cleanse the Temple Mount before construction of the third temple can begin. This heifer has to be pure red, without a single hair of another color, including on its hooves and eyelashes. It must have never given birth, it must have never been milked, it must have never been yoked, and it must be between 3 and 4 years old. So now these rabbis, Jewish religious leaders, and temple advocates have been scouring the planet for their perfect red heifer for years. And of course, now they say that they have found what they think could be a suitable match in the United States, and so they imported at least 5 of them to Israel from Texas, the Lone Star State. And now they have them locked in some secure, undisclosed location, and they're holding them captive there while they try to bring their perfect red heifer to proper sacrificing age. And many people believe that they're getting close. They're already building in Israel massive altars to sacrifice these animals on, and they're doing it with the support of Christians. American so-called Christians who have been trained to worship without question the secular nation state of Israel more than they worship Jesus Christ. To listen to the teachings of people like Pastor Greg Locke and other Zio supremacist rabbis from some foreign country before they crack open their own Bible and just read the teachings of Jesus. These people are spitting directly in the face of Jesus. Jesus Christ is the temple now. He already sacrificed on the cross for us. The only thing that these people are sacrificing to is Satan. They aren't summoning Jesus back to earth. No, they aren't summoning in some new Messiah. They don't get a do-over after they broke their covenant with God and rejected Jesus Christ, the one true Messiah who was put here on earth to die for our sins, who was executed on the order of Jews, who then defeated death itself. And it's not just Christians who will suffer, of course. No, everyone will. Muslims too. To build the third temple, to have any land on the Temple Mount to cleanse with this brutalized and burnt cow, the Jews will have to destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And they're very open about their plans to do it. And that's even played a role in the Israel-Hamas war. There is a large contingent of people across the political and religious spectrum who believe that Israel is using this war in Gaza as a pretext to go into the West Bank, to go into the old city of Jerusalem and clear out all of the Muslims and all of the Christians and seize the Temple Mount to begin construction of this third temple. In January, Hamas leadership specifically mentioned Israel's plans to sacrifice a red heifer and build the third temple as a reason behind the October 7th attacks and their ongoing war. CBS actually covered this, which is somewhat shocking, but worth a look. Watch.
The conflict in Gaza now entering its sixth month. The Israeli operation to root out Hamas terrorists there has resulted in the deaths of 30,000 Palestinians and 242 Israeli soldiers. The war started after Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th, killing almost 1,200 people and taking nearly 230 hostage, some still in captivity. Despite the deadly outcome across the region, one trigger for the Hamas rampage has been widely overlooked. Chris Livesay has the story from Jerusalem.
The infamous October 7 massacre that sparked a war. But one confounding, yet eye-opening motive has escaped the headlines. In a recent speech, a Hamas spokesman blamed the Jews for bringing red cows to the Holy Land. The cows he's talking about at a secure, undisclosed location are these. Red heifers, to be precise. Some Jews and Christians believe they're the key to rebuilding the historic Jewish temple in Jerusalem and to beckoning the Messiah. To understand, you have to go back nearly 2,000 years when the ancient Romans destroyed the last temple in the city. To rebuild it, these believers point to the Bible's Book of Numbers. It commands the Israelites to sacrifice a red heifer without defect or blemish and that has never been under a yoke. Only then can the temple rise again. Caring for them on an Israeli settlement in the West Bank is Yitzhak Mamo.
So we have here, after a long research, we find in Texas.
In Texas?
Texas, United States of America.
Texas Red Angus, flying them 7,000 miles to Israel.
This is not a publicity stunt.
What do you mean?
Meaning, this is something you take very seriously.
Harry Potter is a good story. The Bible is not story. The Bible is a way of God to lead us.
A massive altar already awaits, where the heifers are to be burned.
According to some believers, the ceremony needs to be performed right here on the Mount of Olives, looking directly into where the temple once stood. But something else now stands in its place.
The Dome of the Rock and Al-Aqsa Mosque, among the holiest sites in Islam. Today, only Muslims are allowed inside, but that's not stopping Jewish activists outside.
Once you got, you started here.
6 days a week, Melissa Jane Kronfeld leads groups from around the world who defiantly pray, as close as armed guards permit.
It's not about the destruction of Islamic holy sites. It's about preserving this place and being guardians over the house of God for all people.
So you're happy with it where it is?
No, it's going to go 100%. But I believe
it's going to go.
It's 100%. Yeah, the whole thing is going to go. We have to build a temple.
When you say that Dome of the Rock has to go, MJ, it's hard for me to imagine something more incendiary.
Well, let me ask you something. The Middle East seems pretty destabilized right now. And the war, if I'm not mistaken, is already here.
To be clear, hers is a dream not shared by the Israeli government or by the vast majority of Israelis and Jews. But it's been enough to incite numerous Islamist groups. Hamas has dubbed its October 7 assault on Israel the Al-Aqsa Wave and has the Dome of the Rock on its emblem. But this is sacred ground to billions of Muslims globally, not just Hamas terrorists, stresses Imam Mustafa Abu Sway of Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Al-Aqsa Mosque belongs to all Muslims. So you'll find reaction from Indonesia to Toronto to New York. That's really given. Al-Aqsa Mosque belongs to all Muslims, and the Muslims today are 2 billion people. 2 billion people.
Simply by performing these acts, are these Jewish activists kicking a hornet's nest?
They are. They are.
A hornet's nest they're kicking all the way to Capitol Hill.
So good to see you here in the nation's capital.
Those sacred cows were showcased in Washington at a recent prayer gathering. Many evangelicals believe these red heifers will usher Christ's second coming.
And we need the Messiah to come, right? So for me, the red heifer, it's red for the blood of Jesus Christ.
Back in the West Bank, Mamo says the ceremony could take place any day.
But can you understand why Hamas could be outraged by something like this?
I cannot understand that even if they are right, why they have to slaughter and rape people to win their war.
Terrorists have been attacking us before we ever dreamed of these cows, he reflects. They don't need them as an excuse to kill. For CBS Saturday Morning, Chris Livesay, Jerusalem.
So, did you catch that? Were you listening closely? The war is already here. The war is already here. This temple builder told CBS herself that they're using this war with Hamas to seize the Temple Mount and build the third temple. They're doing everything that they can to expand this war to ensnare the entire Holy Land and give the Jews a pretext for storming into Old City Jerusalem and seizing lands still held by Muslims and also Christians and paving the way for the construction of their temple. And they're already doing it. They've been running attacks on the Armenian Christians of the Old City for months now, using attack dogs and even nerve agents to terrorize clergymen and force them out of the area. This is an ethnic cleansing being run by Jewish expansionists with Israeli police escorts. They want this land because they want to dominate the entire area, including the nearby West Bank, where they'll also expand their war and take out the rest of the Palestinians before marching into the rest of the Middle East and creating their fantasy country of Greater Israel. And all of this is directly connected to the Zio expansionist war machine. They're using their military. And they're using our military and our tax dollars to seize the land that they need to summon the Antichrist. Dr. E. Michael Jones has a lot to say about this. Thank you so much for coming. Can you make some sense of this for me?
Well, first of all, I think we have to address the psychological atmosphere among the Jews right now. And one of the men who did it was Ehud Barak, who is a former prime minister. And he said that no Jewish kingdom has lasted more than 70 years. Or 80 years, let's say 80 years. And Israel is now 75 years old. And this is the specter that's haunting the Jewish mind at this point. This is the sense that something is coming to an end. And if we don't act immediately, it's going to be all over. This is the framework. This is the panic. This is the hysteria that is now sweeping through the Jewish population. Across the world, not just in Israel, it's over here too. So at the same time that that's happening, the Jews are losing the narrative. Okay, I could not think of a better person to spread anti-Semitism than Rabbi Shmuley Botik and the way he's been bullying Candace Owen. They bring another rabbi on; he's just as bad. You put them in front of the camera, they can't make their case, and so they have to. We have to act. Don't just sit there. Do something. Well, let's go back and see what happened. How do we get to this point? We got to this point, as you pointed out, at the time of the crucifixion. Okay, at that point, the veil of the temple was rent. That's the end of the Mosaic covenant. Now we have a new covenant, and this is Jesus Christ. He is the priest, he is the sacrifice, and this is the basis of the new covenant. So it was rent at that point, it ended at that point, but the Jews didn't get the message. And they continued in their revolutionary activity until finally they rose up against Rome. And Rome came and destroyed the temple. And the Jews made a suicidal stand on Masada, and it was over. And now, okay, you didn't get the first time. God is going to teach the lesson the second time. The Romans destroyed your temple. They didn't get it that time either. So 60 years later, there's another revolution. okay? They rise up against Rome again. This time it was led by Simon Bar Kokhba. He expels all the Jews who have become Christians. So Jewish, the Jewish thing is a racial, ideological thing. It's not really, we're done with that that group of people. And this time it was destroyed again, and the entire city was destroyed. And so there was a someone at some point was saying to some bishop, I'm from Jerusalem. He says, what's that? It's been totally destroyed. It was called Aelia Capitolina. Okay, completely razed to the ground. Okay, so you think they get the message here. They still didn't get the message. So 300 years later, we have Julian the Apostate becoming the emperor of Rome. Julian the Apostate was the grandson of Constantine, who made Christianity the religion of the Roman Empire. Julian didn't like it. He wanted to return to paganism. He knew he needed help in this regard, and he decided to go to the Jews because he knew they hated Christianity. And the Jews said, fine, yeah, we'll collaborate. We'll help you fight Persia, but we have one little request. You need to rebuild the temple. So we're talking about the toward the end of the fourth century. Julian says, sure, what's the problem? It's just a building. I'll get Alypius. He'll come from England. He's the greatest engineer of the Roman Empire. And we'll build your temple, no problem. And so the word spreads, and there's another panic, this time a panic of anticipation. The Jews rush to Jerusalem now. They are working, clearing off the rubble, which you have to do to get to the foundation. The Jewish women are giving their gold to adorn the temple, okay? And then the great moment comes where Alypius has this crane, and he's lowering the cornerstone down on what looks to be the new temple. And as soon as it touches the foundation, fire erupts from the earth and kills them all. Now, this is in three chronicles, one by a Catholic, one by an Arian, and one by a pagan. They all describe the same thing that happened. There is no question that this happened. Fire rose up. Nobody had an explanation. It was God sending fire down, because what God doesn't want to build, no man can build. Now, this is significant because this time it's undeniably God that is preventing the building of that temple. It's God this time. I'll say, you didn't get the first three times. Now we're going to do it again. And this time, be sure to notice that there was no man who did this. It was God's hand that did this, because God doesn't want that temple rebuilt because your covenant is obsolete. Now, this is the context that we need to have to understand the latest attempt, the newest attempt to rebuild the temple.
How can people like Pastor Greg Locke say that this is real?
Well, because he's reading the Scofield Bible. And this is the Scofield Bible, which denies the new covenant, says that the Jews are still the chosen people, has spread throughout evangelical Christianity, and is largely with the help of the Israelis. So one of the big promoters of this Bible was Jerry Falwell, the founder of the Moral Majority, and he was given an airplane by Menachem Begin so they could fly around to spread this gospel. I talked to him at Notre Dame. He flew to Notre Dame in his brand new airplane. I talked to him when he was here. This is the hidden grammar of that Moral Majority movement. It was Zionism. So the same thing with Pat Robertson. These people now it's John Hagee who wrapped himself around with Jewish robes when he says this. That's how it happened. They took over this people because this people doesn't have a coherent connection with the church, okay? When you don't have a coherent connection with the church, you have to search for another source of authority, and they always go to the Old Testament. Milton, the Puritans, they're Judaizers. This is a classic example, because you can make the Old Testament mean whatever you want it to mean. And that's what they're doing. They are basically servants of political Zionism, and they help control the politics in this country.
So people like Greg Locke, do you think that he knows that what he's doing is in league with Satan? Or do you think he just chooses not to admit it or acknowledge it?
I have never heard of Pastor Greg Locke. If I talked to him for a while, if I thought about it, I might be able to come to some type of conclusion. So are you a fool or are you a knave? It's always the same choice. And unless I do some research, I can't answer that question.
Well, I want to put it up on the screen here, and I have to go back just a little bit of ways here to get this tweet. But we're going to put this up on the screen. This guy yesterday, you know, just last evening, he, you know, was all over me on Twitter saying that basically I should never tell anyone that I'm a Christian ever again because of the way that I'm talking about Israel and Jewish people. Because of the way that I'm talking about ushering in the Antichrist, a fake Messiah, that I should never tell anyone that I'm a Christian again. And this is a pastor who stands on the stage with the Star of Remphan waving behind him, talking to millions of people on his platform.
Okay, so I'm sorry he said that about you, but don't feel bad. You're not alone, because the Catholic Church in America is going to issue a statement over Holy Week saying that you should be careful when you listen to the Gospel of St. John, because it may cause anti-Semitism. It's like now we have to put up with this, like a warning on a cigarette pack about the Gospel of St. John. Who are these people, by the way, who think that they can censor the Gospel?
Here it is right here. Quote, "You've literally lost your mind. This is the most prophetically significant thing to happen in Israel since they became a nation, and the most spiritually significant since the resurrection of Jesus. Just stop claiming to be a Christian at all, Stu. You need to truly repent. You're seriously putting your life under a curse. The Antichrist has to show up to fulfill the word of God. Calling a nation that God promises to redeem MFers is exactly what the beast system will do. Pick a side. As of now, you are against Jesus," is what this guy told me. A pastor.
Well, what can I say? This is crazy. Does the pastor read the gospel? Does he read the Holy Week narrative?
I know one thing that he won't do is come here for a debate.
Well, does he read the Gospel of St. John Holy Week narrative, where the Jews confront Jesus and call for his death? I mean, this is crazy. At least we have a scripture here that is the basis of some type of reality here. Where he, you can come up with a crazy interpretation, but the words of the scripture are going to refute you.
And he's right. The Antichrist has to appear to fulfill the word of God, right? But does that have to be ushered in by man?
You're asking me a question I can't answer. To be honest with you, I don't know whether, I mean, obviously any type of demonic presence has to have some type of human assistance in this world. But if you're talking about the will of God, of when this is going to come to an end, when all this is going to happen, I don't think we know. I don't think we know. We know that it is going to come to an end. We have scripture talking about the end times and so on and so forth. But if it's going to happen tomorrow or the day after is something we don't know. Even Jesus Christ said that that's only given to God. Only God the Father knows the day and the hour. So we don't know. We know kind of the plan, but we don't know when it's going to happen.
So you said that Pastor Locke must be reading the Scofield Bible, and that's not an assertion. That's not. We don't know what he's reading. Clearly, he's not reading the Word of God. But is this why millions of other pastors, you know, have similar opinions as Locke? Is this who wrote the Scofield Bible?
Not just one man. Well, it was a man by the name of Scofield, who was a scoundrel, who got into religion and couldn't do it alone. And the man who made Scofield important was Samuel Untermeyer. The Untermeyer family is a very important Jewish family in New York City. They have poets in the family and so on and so forth, Louis Untermeyer. And he then persuaded Oxford University Press to issue the Bible with the Scofield Notes. And that, with that kind of power behind it, it spread throughout the evangelical community to the point where it is the gospel. The notes are clearly part of their understanding of the gospel. So the Jews hijacked the interpretation of this and created a kind of carnal interpretation where the word Israel is understood in a political sense and not in a spiritual sense. These people who came from Poland and Eastern Europe as terrorists in 1947, the late 40s, they were given a license by the Holocaust to come and terrorize the Palestinian people. Israel began with terrorism. The dynamiting of the King David Hotel, which killed a lot of British soldiers. George Galloway just mentioned that one of the things that Queen Elizabeth never did was visit Israel, because she had that act of terrorism in her mind. She knew about it and was never going to give any credence to Israel because of that. You had the massacre of the Palestinians at Deir Yassin by the Stern gang. Joe Sobrin used to joke, what do you call a terrorist in Israel? How do you address a terrorist? It's called Mr. President, because they elected these terrorists as prime ministers of Israel.
Have one this right now.
This has been a terrorist operation from the beginning. And what we're seeing now is only the logical culmination of the act that created Israel in the first place, which is basically genocide and ethnic cleansing.
Yeah. Pastor Locke, quote, the most prophetically significant thing to happen in Israel since they became a nation. This secular nation state, 1948.
That may be true. This may be a very significant moment for Israel as a nation. But it may not end the way they think it's going to end. That's precisely what happened when the Jews tried to rebuild the temple under Julian the Apostate. They succeeded in getting there, clearing off the foundation, but it didn't turn out the way they expected. God intervened. Whether he's going to intervene this time is something beyond my capability of explaining.
Or any of ours.
Because as I said, only the Father knows when it comes to the day and the hour. But we have to understand these precedents to understand the possibilities and the frame of mind that the Jews are in right now. They are hysterical. All you have to do is watch these rabbis, and you know that they know that they're not getting across. When Rabbi Shmuley cannot make his point, when you don't roll over and play dead and agree with everything he says, he starts shouting. So watch the Piers Morgan interview, where he makes up with volume what he lacks in logic. This is the way we're going here. They're making up with violence what they lack in reason. They are saying that might is right, that Israel and the Jews do not have to have logic on their side as long as they have might on their side.
That's right. I couldn't have said it better myself. Louder and more violent. And you're right. We can't see God's plan. We can't know God's timing. We can't feel it. We can't touch it. We don't know. We just don't know what God's timing is. We know what the plan is because it's all laid out in the gospel. It's all laid out in the Word of God, if you're reading the Word of God. But one thing that I do know is that my eyes are seeing a genocide and an ethnic cleansing and the carpet bombing of innocent Palestinian children in Gaza. I'm seeing the slaughter of Christians. And I'm seeing people that call themselves pastors, like Greg Locke, calling for turning Gaza into a parking lot. None of that is Christian. I don't care if you agree with the Muslim faith and Islam or not.
It's not. You don't have to be a Christian to understand this, because the first word that God gives you is the word from your conscience. And the conscience needs to be formed by the moral law. The moral law is practical reason. Reason is God. Logos is God. That's what St. John said at the beginning of his gospel. And if you're denying reason, if you're denying the practical reason that says thou shalt not kill, especially if it's innocent women and children, then you are denying the voice of God, and you're doing the work of the devil. So this is obvious. They're trying to make this genocide, this murder, into some type of holy cause for Israel, and it's not going to work. They're losing the debate. And that's why Shmuley has to shout so much.
Yeah, and Locke as well. Dr. E. Michael Jones, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation. Or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. So here's a surprising fact. Research shows that even healthy people have wild swings in their blood sugar after eating. When I talk about blood sugar, a lot of people tune out. You know, they think it's only relevant to people with type 2 diabetes, but blood sugar is a topic everybody needs to understand. One of the big keys to optimal health is to have balanced blood sugar. Spikes in blood sugar force your pancreas to work harder and are associated with things like weight gain and even risk of heart attack and stroke. So here's the reason that I even brought this up. The boys at Bioptimizers have a blood sugar optimization product called Blood Sugar Breakthrough. And I don't think I'm overstating my case when I say it's revolutionary. I personally take it. I take two capsules 15 minutes before each meal, and then my body pushes carbs and glucose into my muscles to be used as fuel instead of turning them into fat. This is why I'm recommending it to you. As a result, you'll enjoy more stable energy without the post-meal crash. Plus, you'll have better workouts, faster gains in the gym, and an easier time leaning out, getting rid of that stubborn belly fat. Perhaps the biggest benefit of all of this is it will improve your overall health tremendously. You have to try it. For an exclusive offer, go to bioptimizers.com/SP. Again, that's bioptimizers.com/SP. Just in the rhythm of your daily life, your privacy faces countless threats. The NSA and countless other people able to listen in on your phone conversations and obtain your text messages. That's why I want to introduce you to Privacy from phone123.com, your mobile fortress. With state-of-the-art end-to-end encryption, your data's journey is shielded. You can speak freely with Privacy's secure call feature. Adaptive authentication learns from you, enhancing security without slowing you down. Privacy's intuitive design makes powerful protection accessible to everyone. Behind the scenes, Privacy is always evolving, defending against the latest threats. Empower your digital life with Privacy starting at just $35. Visit phone123.com/stew. Again, that's phone123.com/stew, or just call them. Connect to mobile. Complete privacy assurance. Welcome back. So we've talked a lot before on the science behind intercellular hydration and the protocol offered by Energized Health, which uses a patent-pending process to supercharge your cells and kick your body into peak performance. I'll be honest with you, I was a skeptic, a complete skeptic. I went on the program and I mean, I'll just be honest with you, I cannot believe the results. It's actually, I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, wait a minute here. I mean, I've been doing this for 7 weeks. 7 weeks, that's it. And Energized Health isn't just helping people transform their bodies. No, it has helped me to renew my mind, to uplift my spirit. It has improved my overall health and my overall quality of life. My lady can't believe it when she looks at me. People following Energized Health programs are losing fat. They're losing extra weight. They're gaining muscle. They're gaining strength. Their skin is looking better than ever before. They're back in control of their health, their overall well-being, without the use of dangerous prescription drugs, without spending hours a week on the treadmill or in the kitchen keeping up with expensive fad diets and fad workout routines. Now, of course, there's a whole slew of other health and fitness programs, and they're designed to keep you on this hamster wheel, to keep you from progressing too far so that you keep buying more supplements and more frozen food packs. Well, Energized Health can produce dramatic results in a few short weeks. 7 for me only, and I'm still in the program. I mean, it's only going to be, I can't wait to see 7 weeks from now. And it's simple, scientific, it's sustainable protocol. It benefits you for the rest of your life. Energized Health System offers intercellular hydration, and it's been shown to reverse ailments, to reverse age, to reverse diseases. It's truly a lifesaver. The results experienced by Energized Health customers speak for themselves. I mean, there's before and after pictures that we can go through that are just going to absolutely shock you. Intercellular hydration works. It's a game changer for your body. It's a game changer for your quality of life. It's a game changer for your approach to health and fitness and longevity. My results have been just absolutely amazing. I'm telling you, I literally cannot believe when I look at these pictures, it looks like it's been Photoshopped. It really does. I'm not one for sharing pictures. I'm not one for putting pictures of my shirtless self on TV. I did put it on my Instagram channel. If you go follow me on Instagram, instagram.com/StuPetersOfficial. I put it on there. It's also on my Twitter account, @RealStuPeters. But we want more information for you on intercellular hydration and everything else that Energized Health has to offer. It can all be found at energizedhealth.com, along with before and after results, testimonials from Energized Health customers showing you just what's possible for the program. We want to hear more about that, of course. The founder, John Jubilee, is here with us now to share more about this. I just want to thank you again. I thank you every time that you're on the program for giving me the opportunity, for making me a believer, for telling me, just try it. Just try the protocol. It's going to work for you. And I mean, the results speak for themselves. You turned a skeptic into a believer. I cannot deny the results. It's absolutely amazing. Not only the way that I look in the mirror, but the way that I feel when I'm driving. I can put the seatbelt on. I can be wearing, you know, my joggers that normally, like before, I could feel that stubborn spare tire, that inner tube, like kind of, it was uncomfortable. I would bend over. I could feel it. I wasn't like, you know, super fat or obese by any means. And, you know, I still looked healthy and I looked good. I was working out. I was, you know, trying to watch what I ate, but nothing ever really got me over that hump where I wanted to be, John. And now it's like, if this is only 7 weeks of following your protocol, I can't wait till midsummer. I can't wait till 3 months from now, 6 months from now, because this isn't something that you only do for the 88 days or 108 days, but it basically transforms the way that you look at the way that you nourish yourself, how much water you're taking in, the way that you're taking in the water, because intercellular hydration doesn't just happen by drinking, you know, 17 gallons of water a day. There's other, you know, tricks to the trade and secrets, of course, that you have inside of the Energized Health Protocol, but thank you very much for improving my quality of life. I really appreciate it.
Well, Stu, I'm honored. It's the joy of my life for 27 years to help one person at a time, and I honor you as a man. You know, you're an intellectual man. You have great wisdom, but you have your healthy skepticism. And you know, I have a saying that I love a beautiful, beloved skeptic. Skeptical people are intelligent people. So, but you still had the boldness to take a bold step. And Stu, just for the sake of your audience, I am going to give you a little bit of a man-to-man challenge here, and I'm going to ask you to put your picture up there and just show them. You know, a picture's worth a thousand words, so you can sit here and say, you know, you probably lost a couple of these, you know, from the inside out, that subcutaneous and that visceral fat. That's what it looks like to me. It looks like you lost at least 10 pounds of fat, but you gained healthy muscle, you gained hydration, you're a walking billboard. So can I just give you a respectful, honoring challenge to put that picture up for everyone to see?
Do you guys have it? Do you have it in there? The one that I put on my Instagram, the one that we put on Twitter. Grab it from the Twitter feed. Just show it here on the Twitter feed. So here is, this is 7 weeks of progress right here. That's me right there on the left 7 weeks ago. That was standing in my home. You know, in Minnesota. And then on the right there, that's me just the other day. John, when did I send that picture to you? This was just a few days ago, right? This is just the other day. It was just after I had finished a sauna after working out. I love taking a sauna, by the way. It's great stuff. And when you're properly hydrated, the sauna is really fun. But that's why I look greased up in that picture. That's sweat. And I'm not killing myself in the gym, but look at that. Yeah, that is 7 weeks of progress. That's actually, now that I'm looking at it on the big monitor here in the studio, it's actually more shocking to me. I mean, I really am. I'm shocked. I can't believe it. And it's. I've always been a confident person, John. I walk into a room and I'm just confident. I can walk up to anybody and strike up a conversation, and I'm confident. I know that I walk with the Lord. I know that I walk with my Savior, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I know that I have value. I know that I'm a great dad. I know that I'm, you know, that I love with all of me. I know that I'm constantly seeking the truth. I know that I would never steer anybody wrong. I know that I always try to do the right thing. I know that I'm about saving lives. You can see that by the free release of Died Suddenly that cost me over $1 million to present to humanity. But you know, the confidence that you walk with, put that picture back up there again. The guy on the left, you can see, you know, the posture. You could just see in my posture right there. I'm not. And look at even my face looks more youthful on the right. I look like I have like literally reversed the aging process, which is really something for me, John. And So yeah, there it is. I was hesitant to put it on the screen, but you challenged me, and so there it is. I mean, I already put it on Twitter with, 600,000 followers and over on Instagram as well. So that is 100% the Energized Health Protocol. 7 weeks, I'm not killing myself in the gym. I don't have to be there all day. I'm still eating the foods that I wanna eat. It's just about when you eat them, how much of them you eat. There's a program, and it's really easy to follow. This isn't some fad diet or some fad regimen that's gonna keep you in the gym. And yeah, I mean, there it is. The results speak for themselves. And you mentioned my skin before we got on, you know, when we were in commercial break, before we came back from break, you said I was glowing and that my skin looks great. I've noticed the same thing as well. I have to wear some of this anti-shine crap, you know, and I didn't put any on today. And as you can see, it's like I'm sitting under the sun in here. So I do sweat a little bit and you can see some shine. But occasionally I'll get a blemish here or there because of that stuff. I think it gets into your pores. But other than that, like it's not necessarily that I'm talking about, but it's the depth. Does that make sense? The depth of my skin? Is that what I want to say here? The glow, I guess. Yeah, you could say that. And also just happiness and confidence, I think just gives you a glow, your whole persona, your whole aura. But there it is. There's the pictures left and right. You can't deny it. 7 weeks.
No, it's spectacular, Stu. And look, I encourage people, not everybody gets to start out as good as you. You know, you started out amazing. You know, you're a super handsome guy. You're a great looking guy.
Well, I happen to agree with all of that. Thank you. Thank you for acknowledging that. But I've seen other pictures here, too. These were just sent to me by text. Right after I sent you mine, you said, take a look at these transformations. And these are, go through these. I mean, these are less than 7 weeks. Some of these are just a month. Yeah, 4 weeks.
Now, these are 1 month. So in 1 month, you know, you can see that this gentleman, you know, he lost a couple fat blobs, you know, just in a month. Actually, he lost about 15 pounds of solid fat. And look how much smaller his waist is. But look, his wife, you know, I look like I swallowed her truck tire 27 years ago. She kind of reminded me of my own picture. Because it looks like she lost a whole tire. Look at that tire right in the center. And in just 4 weeks, her body has completely transformed. Her head looks half the size. You know, her beautiful face has, you know, nice shape to it now. But she lost literally, Stu, a whole truck tire out of the center. Can you imagine how much better she feels? She lost about 25 pounds, like five in a month, you know, as a woman. Think how that changed her life. And probably, Stu, a lot of your listeners, about 80% of Americans are at least 20 pounds, 4 fat blobs, 4 of these overweight, at least 80% of Americans. And the great news is, guys, for all of us, is this is a sustainable and a simple solution.
It sure is.
If you're one of those people that was like me, you know, I tried every diet, Stu, for about 10 years. They all worked for a minute, but then life's longer than a minute, right? And then you can't, you know, it's always this restrictive eating or, you know, running 5 miles a day, you know, crazy things that nobody can sustain. But as you've shared with your audience, this really is something. I can tell you, I've been doing this for 27 years. I know it's sustainable. You know, how many of you would say 27 years is sustainable?
Yeah, it's pretty sustainable. And you know, the thing is when I look at my picture here, one benefit, obviously, and a huge benefit is what you see when you look in the mirror. I mean, this is when you're giving yourself daily affirmations. I don't know if anybody else does it. As a matter of fact, this morning when I was brushing my teeth, I was doing my affirmations in front of my girl. I was brushing my teeth and I looked up at myself and I said, "Hey, good morning. What's up? You look great." And she goes, "Are you talking to yourself?" I said, "Yeah, well, absolutely I am." This is a great way to start your day. "Hey, what's up? You look great." Just give yourself these affirmations. But most importantly, you know, that fat that you're holding there, hold it up again. That fat that you're holding there, that's freaking dangerous. Because this is the fat that hangs out around your organs, does not allow them to function properly. You know, they hang out around your liver and around your pancreas and around your digestive tract. Explain some of that a little bit. I mean, this can actually reverse disease and ailments and diagnoses. This can actually prolong life and reverse the aging process. Explain a little bit of that for our viewing audience, if you would.
No, I will love to do that. So a lot of people, when we were growing up, when we were little kids, they'd have these commercials on TV and it would say, don't smoke, smoking is harmful, smoking will kill you. Well, what people don't know, all those commercials went away. There's no more, nobody ever sees a no smoking commercial.
That's and right. Here's why.
The US government did three medical studies, Stu, three, on smoking. And guess what they found out? It was not the smoking that was killing people. It was the fat. But it's not very good for you during an election year if you're having commercials that say, hey, you're fat, you better lose your fat or you're gonna die young. So they took all those anti-smoking commercials off because they realized scientifically it was not smoking killing people. It was the fat that was de-optimizing their organs. So intracellular hydration optimizes all your organs. So you will live long and you will live strong and you will be healthy with the cool side effects of losing your fat, of getting great skin. And Stu, back on your skin thing for a quick second.
Sure.
Think about it. People pay thousands of dollars to go get face injections. Well, think about what they're trying to do. They're trying to make their face look like it has more volume than it does because they're dehydrated. But when you put the healthy hydration, that gives you natural volume. You know, I have no facial injection. You know, you don't have to go get injections and spend thousands of dollars when you're optimized at the cellular level.
Not only that, but those injections are poisonous and they're dangerous and you should not put them in your skin. Those are toxins that you're putting in there, neurotoxins.
Yeah, but your body, when it's optimized, your skin is actually your body's largest organ. It's an organ. So everything gets healthier. Everything gets healthier when you're hydrated at the cellular level. And guys, we're not just talking about drinking water. You know, there's people drinking 2 gallons of water a day. They're completely dehydrated.
Yeah, they're pissing it all out. And then you're also ridding and discharging all of the, if you're taking other supplements or vitamins, you know, if you're taking your vitamin D and your zinc, maybe you're at ZStackProtocol.com and you're taking the Zelenko protocol because you want to avoid bioweapon contamination. You're just discharging all of it. You're pissing it out. If you're taking magnesium or any of the other great products that we talk about on this program, by the way, all of which I'm on, you're just discharging them because you're drinking all of that water and you're not properly hydrating the cells. And the way that John explained it that I think was probably, you know, the most lay terms that I could think of was you said that there's this like hard shell around your cells and they're basically impenetrable. And so the water just kind of bounces off of them. Think of like, you know, a walnut or a pistachio, okay? Well, that pistachio, when it's in its shell, if you throw water at it, or even if you soak it in water, there's kind of a seam, though, an open area in pistachios. But imagine that it was seamless. The nut itself, the pistachio, would never get touched by the water. And so, but if you can crack that shell open, then you put a pistachio in water, what's going to happen? It's going to become hydrated. It's going to expand. It's going to be able to do its thing. And that's what's happening. You're actually changing your body's makeup at the cellular level. So this isn't some fad diet. And the problem with these fad diets is you go on them, they become unsustainable, and then you give up on them. This is why so many New Year's resolutions go away by the middle of February or March at the latest. And then you talk about fad workout routines. You see them on Instagram and they pop up all over the place and you just go bust your ass for so long, but you never really see the change. And if you do see a small change, then the workout regimen becomes intolerable. Nobody has the time for it. Nobody has the energy for it. Your muscles are not recovering properly because they're not properly hydrated. And so then you become sore, or even worse, you injure yourself and render yourself incapable of going back and working out again. I'm talking about joint pain. I had some of the most horrifically painful endoclavicular shoulder joint pain. But now, after 7 weeks of being on this, that joint pain is all but gone. I very, very rarely feel it. And when I do, it's like a 1 on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 being the least painful. And I'm able to do incline presses again, whereas before I wasn't. That's the other thing. The EnergizedHealth.com protocol does not require you to be in the gym lifting weights. I do. I add that. You can be as ambitious as you want to, but these transformations that we're showing here after 1 month of this husband and wife here, they're not in there throwing weights around. They're taking an hour of their day, and then they're following the protocol, which is very easy, very sustainable as far as what they're putting into their body and the way that they're hydrating, and that's how they're losing the weight. I mean, I guess I don't know that to be a factual statement. Are they throwing weights around in the gym, John? You know the couple. I don't.
No, absolutely not. And probably 90% of our clients do. Again, you're just at a different level. We teach you could add anything to, so obviously you've added some weightlifting to it. But we teach the one cellular health exercise for 1 hour a day. People can do it while they're watching your show. They can do it while they're making their phone calls. It doesn't even take a minute of their day, because you can do your cellular health exercise while you're watching the Stu Peters show or while you're making your phone calls. It won't even cost you a minute of your day. Yeah, and you do not have to lift a weight. You do not have to lift a weight. You know, so we teach people how to do a couple super simple exercises. They do it all from home. That couple for sure is doing it from home. Because that guy is travels all over the country, and he doesn't have time to go to, you know, a gym.
Yeah, a lot of people just don't. You know, there's a lot of single parents out there, unfortunately, but there's a lot of single parents out there because of the destruction of the nuclear family by the same culprits that we talk about on the program all the time. And so they don't have time. They've got three kids in three different sports, or the same sport, but at different age groups. I'm speaking from my own personal. I got three kids. They all play hockey. I'm in different places all over the place all the time. They play baseball. They want to enjoy a private, you know, social life. They want to have extracurricular activities. They want to travel to Florida where I have a home. They want to go out on the boat during the summertime. I mean, there's a lot of different things. Who has time to be in the gym? I'm trying to cook dinner. I'm trying to prepare lunches for tomorrow. I'm trying to help with homework. I mean, all these things. Nobody has time to just sit in the gym and be a rat for hours a day. I'm telling you, put the picture up there one more time in case people missed it here at the top of the show. Here it is, 7 weeks. That's Stu Peters, yours truly, 7 weeks. It's just really hard to believe. EnergizedHealth.com. You don't have to use a promo code or anything like that. Just tell them that Stu Peters sent you, and you're going to get a heck of a deal when you go to EnergizedHealth.com. Try the program. I'm telling you, you're going to feel better about yourself. You're going to be safer. You're going to improve and enhance and elongate and give longevity to your life. You're going to be around for your kids. You're going to be around for your grandkids. You're never too old to do this. You're never too decrepit to do this. You could be battling stage 4 terminal cancer of some sort or some other life-changing, life-ending, seemingly diagnosis. And this program is going to help you, if not totally reverse the diagnosis that you have. There are stories like that and testimonials that you can find at energizedhealth.com as well. John Jubilee, the founder, you're in your 60s. You just set a world record for bench press. The proof is in the pudding. Energizedhealth.com. Just tell them that Stu Peters sent you. John Jubilee, thank you so much for being here and for everything that you've done to help me improve my life.
Well, thank you, Stu, for being such an inspiration to America. Thank you.
If someone told you that you could change your life, change your entire life in 88 days, would you do it? Would you believe it?
We're John and Chelsea Jubilee. What would you say if we told you you could reverse most any ailment or symptom
without painful exercises in just 88 days? We have created the only patent-pending intercellular hydration protocol.
Don't miss your opportunity to feel better. We know there's a lot of false hope out there, and many people have bought programs that work for a moment. But life's a lot longer than a moment. You need something that's sustainable, that will take care of you for a lifetime.
We have been helping people gain intercellular hydration for nearly 3 decades.
You will lose fat, not weight, fat, fast, including that killer visceral fat. Chronic dehydration is one of the root causes of many ailments and symptoms. We encourage you, go log on our website and look at these amazing testimonials.
Over and over again, we've heard our clients say it sounded too good to be true, but it worked for me.
I needed to reduce my arthritic pain, and I also had very, very high blood pressure that needed to normalize. And I'm pleased to say that I have absolutely no arthritic pain anymore, and my blood pressure is normal.
It was really cool to be able to get my life back. I didn't even think I'd cry talking about that.
I endorse the program wholeheartedly. It has led to improvements that I can't fully explain based on my medical knowledge as it was taught to me.
Ask your doctor about Energized Health. Don't miss your opportunity to transform your health now.
So log on to energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Possible side effects may include increased joy, energy, potential reduction in prescriptions, more fulfilling relationships, fewer doctor visits, and overall improved quality of health and life.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites, destroy their eggs, and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
You all know that I love Magnesium Breakthrough. It's been a life changer for me. My sleep, my mood, my relaxation. So for those of you that have never tried it, now's your chance, because this month only, you can get a free bottle of this best-selling full-spectrum supplement that contains all seven forms of magnesium that your body craves in exactly the right balance. Bioptimizers, the people who make this Magnesium Breakthrough, are offering a 14-day sleep challenge. So for all of you in Stew Crew, you get a free 14-day supply. All you have to do is pay some nominal shipping fee. That's it. No other strings attached, no other purchase required. The challenge is simple. Try Mag Breakthrough for 14 days, see all the positive changes I just mentioned. If your sleep and energy are not absolutely rocking by the end of 14 days, you've lost nothing. But if they are, your life is back on track. Get your free bottle. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, that's magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Enter the coupon code STUPETERS10. That's it. Look, they wouldn't be letting me give these bottles away if they weren't 100% confident how effective it is. And again, this is now on the short list of supplements that I absolutely have to have every day. Get your free 14-day supply right now, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.
We recently covered on this program how new legislation is sweeping the country, mostly states that are run by Republican governors, for the purpose of suppressing our right to free speech and combating this imaginary scourge of anti-Semitism that we keep being told is taking over our country, taking over the world. Anti-Semitism, it's the most dangerous thing on the face of the planet. So under all of this new legislation, states are now adopting a constantly evolving definition of anti-Semitism, which was written by the International Holocaust Remembrance Association and, of course, endorsed by groups like AIPAC and the ADL. Look, this is deliberately crafted to be used to stifle criticism and questioning of Jews. Anyone who questions Jews, anyone who questions their completely unprecedented, disproportionate grip on governmental and financial power and foreign policy, or just questions Israel itself, violates the definition and could be considered anti-Semitic, therefore criminal. And now American states are enforcing this definition with hate crime laws. In South Dakota, Governor Kristi Noem, the mattress ladder climber, specifically singled out pro-Palestine demonstrators, saying that authorities could specifically target them for charging with anti-Semitic hate crimes because of their public opposition to Israel. So if this program, which it does, broadcasts on DirecTV and Dish Network in the state of South Dakota, yours truly could be charged with a hate crime. Go ahead, come get me. Bring me to jail. I actually need the mental escape and vacation for a while, Kristi. But this legislation, according to Kristi Noem, according to Ashley Biden diary cover-up man John Solomon, will be used as a model for other states all over the country to, quote, stand with our Israeli allies, end quote.
You can deal with anti-Semitism, meanwhile Washington fumbles it. A big one today, right? You're going to be signing some historic legislation to take on the scourge of anti-Semitism.
Yeah, we actually did that just a couple of hours ago. We signed a bill that defined what anti-Semitism was. It gave powerful examples that we can use in litigation and in court to make sure that hate crimes stop, not just in South Dakota, but this will be used as model legislation in many other states because it is written so strong and it was unified within the Jewish community. within the groups that have always stood strong with Israel, and it is something that we will use throughout the United States of America to make sure the anti-Semitism is stopped. I think all of us were horrified by what happened on October 7th, and what I was even more horrified about after that was the pro-Hamas support that some uneducated people in this country endorsed and wrapped their arms around. So we're going to use this as an opportunity not just to stop hate crimes, but to stand with our Israel allies and to also make sure that we're pushing back on terrorist organizations who want to destroy not just Israel, but also the United States of America.
So while Kristi Noem going on with John Solomon and telling him, I'm going to be crushing free speech in the name of Israel and spreading her Jewish tyranny to other states is bad enough. Here's what's worse. What's even worse is that this legislation in South Dakota, and which has now also been adopted by Brian Kemp in Georgia, criminalizes telling the biblical truth. So you see where I'm going here. The writing is on the wall. This criminalizes Christianity. Let that sink in. So the so-called Republican traitor to the CCP, Brian Kemp, and this mattress ladder climber whore, Kristi Noem, are telling us that Christianity is now illegal. If you look into what adopting this completely ridiculous definition of anti-Semitism actually means, you'll find that it goes well beyond banning free speech. It bans free thought. It bans free religious expression altogether. This is just another attack on Christianity by America's governments, by these self-proclaimed Christian conservative GOP darlings who are compromised by Israel, financially controlled by AIPAC. So they do whatever they say, even if it means making it illegal to say that Jesus Christ is the Messiah or that Jews killed Jesus, because it offends the all-controlling egos and the victimhood hustlers of the ADL and the Holocaust Remembrance Association. Why? Because it's true. Under this legislation, it's illegal to speak those biblical truths because they could be construed as blood libel against the Jews. It's illegal to recount the absolute historical fact that the Jews ordered the execution of Jesus Christ on that crucifix. It's illegal to recount the absolute historical fact that the Jews called for his blood to be on their hands and on the hands of their children. It's illegal to say that Jesus Christ is the one and only true Messiah because it raises too many questions about the Jews, because it offends them, because they're working right now to build a third temple and usher in their Antichrist. Just think about this for a second. Speaking the biblical truth and spreading the gospel are now illegal in South Dakota and Georgia. Let that sink in. Henrik Palmgren joins us now to share more on this. Henrik, it's illegal to say Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior in both Kristi Noem's South Dakota and Brian Kemp's Georgia. Make sense of this for me if you can.
Well, Stu, I mean, you're going to get an annotated version of the Bible here at any point soon. I think there are some of those out already, but they'll basically tell you, kind of like that, what they did with Mein Kampf, I guess. Like, well, this passage is bad, you see, because of reasons. And then historically, things will begin to alter.
Because of
ultimately,
reasons.
Ultimately, this is a removal. Yeah, because of reasons, right?
Yeah.
Whatever the reasons are, because they will change continuously. This is the other thing, right? Ultimately, I see this as a disconnection from our history, from our roots, whatever those are, and however they will continue to change and alter as well. This is to corner us, right? They begin with language control in order to control our thoughts. Once they have our thoughts controlled, that will extend to feelings, historical concepts of the world. Where are we? Where have we been? All these things. The noose is tightening, right? And we'll be in a petri dish, easily controlled at the end of this. We'll be deracinated,
disconnected. Kind of similar to, a safe and effective vaccine being rolled out in the name of a dangerous and deadly novel coronavirus that we know nothing about. So we're going to change the definition of the word vaccine and what it means to be vaccinated. We're going to change the safe and effective, what that really means. So similarly, this, where does this end? Where do you see this going? Are we at the precipice of a major victory, like I say at the beginning of every single show? Are more people noticing? Are more people starting to move and shift as the Overton window changes on platforms like X?
I believe it is. I 100% believe in victory. There's no other way. That's just is what it is. We have to have that in our minds and have that will. That's it. But that doesn't mean their enemies won't be trying to, you know, clamp down on us and destroy us and corral us in the way that they have. Absolutely. But I mean, look, they will be able. This is why they're rolling out everything mechanized, artificial intelligence, augmented reality, automatons, robots, everything. Like, that's the only way they'll be able to keep this system going and in place and keep us in check. They know that that window is closing. This is why, you know, it's so dangerous with the language aspect, because once you have, let's say it becomes, you know, it's against some environmental rule to print books, right? Whether that's the Bible or whatever book you're talking about. It's not, you know, it's against the environmental codices. So basically, we can't do that anymore. So everything will be digital, right? Eventually, you have artificial intelligence, augmented reality, being able to change language in real time on your device, whenever the Newspeak version is out for this week or whatever, and they can diminish, you know, and lessen the words that we are able to use to express and to ultimately think, right? If you remove words, they've shown it's actually harder to have as a coherent thought or concept around something if you lack the words to express that. And that's what this is about. And that's why the rolling
out. Because we can definitely burn a lot of those books. I'm a huge advocate of book burning, by the way, when it comes to pedophilic and pornographic materials that are being shoved in the faces of our children at public schools, readily available on public library bookshelves. These teachers shoving them in the faces of our kids because they want unfettered legal sexual access to your children. And guess where all of this is coming from? And the more I pull back the layers of the onion on this whole Jewish topic, the more I realize, look, these are the people that are involved with literally everything that's going wrong with our country right now. I got people on the program saying, you know, like Michael Yan yesterday, or when I was, you know, in Austin, Texas on the set of Alex Jones, telling me that we really need to worry about, you know, extremist Muslim terrorists, and we really need to keep our eye on China and the CCP. But I don't just see a bunch of Chinamen overrunning our country. So where do these people get this from?
Yeah, no, that's a cop out, right? It's a distraction. Ultimately, it's not that, you know, obviously there's an invasion of the southern border. It's an invasion into Europe right now. All kinds of people are coming in, all kinds of interests. But again, disproportionately, it's been done by the very people that are now seeking to outlaw criticism of them, right? This is a security. This is a insurance strategy, essentially, to ensure that we can no longer, criticize them.
Henry, but it's interesting. I asked Dr. E. Michael Jones, whose opinion I respect greatly. And by the way, I got a lot of respect for Michael Yan. I got a lot of respect for his service as a Marine, everything that he's doing in the Darien Gap, all of those things. We just disagree on this particular point. I got a lot of respect for Alex Jones and a lot of the things that he has rightfully predicted, and that he has, you know, accurately predicted, and things that he knew were coming, you know, fastly our direction, like the one world governance. And I mean, a lot of things that Alex has done has woken up a lot of people, and I'm not taking anything away from that. But on this particular topic, I believe that they're wrong. And I think it's okay to disagree in the public square. But I said to E. Michael Jones that exact same thing earlier. I said, do you think that ushering in the Antichrist, and do you think that people like Pastor, heavy air quotes for the radio listening audience here, Pastor Greg Locke, who has the Star of Remphan flying behind him as he tells millions of people across all of his platforms to turn Gaza into a parking lot. How Christian is that? Why are all of these pastors and so-called faith leaders convincing, you know, Protestant evangelical Christians, people who believe that they're actually following a real spiritual leader that will lead them to heaven and lead their souls to eternal salvation, is actually reserving a spot for his parishioners at the lake of fire?
Well, look, Christians have to separate from that, or they just be a pawn. They'll just be consumed by all of this. It seems very hard for some Christians to do that. And I'm not sure if that's down to the Scofield Bible or what the reason for that is, or whether it's, in the book in and of itself or whatever. But that's something that it must be necessary, right? And that's very hard. That's very hard for a lot of people to do. I see it every day now. There are some noticing. There are definitely more people who are asking these questions. They're waking up to this issue. They're beginning to question. They see what happened in Gaza after October 7th and all these things. And they see the disproportionate, you know, how this group, how many of these Jews disproportionately are controlling things like immigration, the media sector, the banking sector, pornography, and these kinds of things. But that's a hard question for me to answer in terms of what it will take for these people to separate from that, to be honest. But, you know, again, I just circling back to that thing, but the hate speech issue, and first of all, it doesn't exist, right? The Supreme Court have, I think, at least on two occasions discussed this, and they basically said, look, this doesn't even exist. It's not no such thing. So now they're seeking to circumvent that, right, by basically saying, well, we're going to criminalize it anyway. It doesn't matter what they say. And the reason for that is because if you read those 12 or 11 points that the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance has, right, many cases, it's like it's wrong to collectivize them when there's something negative or something that they can be criticized for. Oh, yeah. But it's fine to collectivize them once you can praise them for something, right? Sure. You can turn this on its head and you realize that this is very just. If it's criticism, then it's just a bunch of individuals and nothing is connected to anything else, right?
How is ushering in the Antichrist the worship of Jesus Christ? I mean, isn't it the antithesis of that? Isn't that the opposite? If we're bringing in an Antichrist, we got to build a third temple. We got to do it right now. We got to usher in the Antichrist to fulfill the word of God. Does God need our help to fulfill his word, Henrik?
I'm not sure. I don't think there's anything about the third. Correct me if I'm wrong, Sue. I think you're versed in that than me. But I don't think there's anything about a third temple in the Bible. But there is something about the Antichrist, right? That his seat will be, he will be a peacemaker and all that stuff, right? That's a vital component, right, of actually going to the next step with the return of the Messiah or the Moshe, right? Mm-hmm. I believe so anyway.
Yeah. And I don't know how, you know, obliterating entire peoples is really Christian either. Who do you suppose, if we looked into who funds Christy Noem and people like Brian Kemp, who do you think we're going to find there?
Well, the usual suspects, obviously. The very same people that are telling her what bills to pass. I don't actually have any proof of that directly, but it's kind of a
hunch. It only makes sense. Nobody's going to just say these things unless they're being paid to, because clearly they don't make sense. And for anybody who calls themselves a Christian, this is not in alignment with the gospel and the way that Jesus Christ told us to love.
I mean, these people are, I think many of them now just know who they need to grovel to, essentially, right? They wouldn't even be at that level. They wouldn't have ascended to the position that they did if they didn't know who's in charge and who has power. It's not necessarily that they have any blackmail material on her, but of course that's such a common point for so many other politicians or people in any sector of influence or power, be that banking or media or anything like that. And much of that is coming out now, too. The operations that, like, Mossad Epstein was running, that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's so many other things like that running as well, like within the music industry, right? That's been coming out lately as well. So this is just how they run things, right? The Lansky model, essentially. This is a mafia that's running it in this kind of capacity. And people have to break free of that. We have to have our own institutions. We have to operate outside of those rules and outside of the rules that they have set up for themselves. Otherwise, we'll never be able to fight this back. We'll just get more corrupt people, and they'll set them up. I'm not sure Christy Noem is part of that, but look at the other one. Boebert, right? Classic. She was part of some, I think it was an Israeli Jewish. Yeah, exactly. Right. She was part of another Explore Talent or something. I forget what it was. I think it came out there was like some Israeli guy or something like that running that. They literally set these people up. They're playing a character.
I believe Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez also maybe. And I'm not saying that factually. Yep. Do you know that to be true?
There was this one whistleblower that came out. This is like well over a year ago.
Yeah, I think he broke everything down. How they set that up? How do you go from a titty bearing, nipple showing cocktail server to a sitting United States member of Congress with one of the largest war chests and one of the she ran quite the racket and still is. I mean, yeah. I think only second to Nancy Pelosi. I don't mark my words on that, but I think nobody's raised more money than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And it's like I don't even know how that's possible. I got a couple of minutes left here, but you made a point, or I asked you a question and you answered. I said, do you think that we're at the precipice of a major victory? Do you think that more people are waking up and noticing? Your answer is yes. I tend to agree with that. I see it all over X. I see it on Instagram. I see it on Facebook. I see it in places where it's really not allowed already, where anti-Semitism has been made illegal and free speech has been made illegal already. It'll get you booted off and put in Facebook jail, for example. Zuckerberg, he's a pedophile and he loves the Jews. He is a Jew. So what does victory look like as these people are waking up? What do we have to do to regain control of our country, regain control of our Congress, and rid ourselves of this cockroach-like infestation that has infiltrated our government?
Yeah, very good question. I'm not sure how it's going to be rolled out, but we basically have to start holding these people accountable. I'm not sure either there will be a breakup of this country or so many others, but those in power needs to be in some kind of capacity. They need to be held accountable for what they have done against us. Whether we can get them at anything in terms of how they opened their borders without asking their people, in terms of how they backstabbed us, maybe we can get them over the vax, the jab rollout for all. I don't care how we do this, just as long as we begin the process and move in that direction. That's going to be harder, going to be easier said than done. But at the same time, They'll try to put the military against us probably at some point. If it comes to that, they'll probably try to get the police against people.
But how many of these servicemen and how many of these cops are actually going to turn their guns on American citizens, whereas versus the amount of them that will say, no, F this, I'm not for that?
Maybe in the beginning they will. Maybe they will follow orders. But if there's enough people, if there's enough people who put their foot down and said, we've had it, we've had enough, we're taking control back again, I think majority of them will start joining us. Again, this is before they have their drones and their Terminators. That's why they're coming back to that. That's why they're pushing so hard for that control of everything on the AI grid, the Skynet, essentially. Yeah. That's what they want.
These aren't war crimes, you know, like the hate crime that is anti-Semitism. These aren't misdemeanor recording crimes like that, for example, kept James O'Keefe and Project Veritas from in October of 2021 saving millions of lives by releasing the findings of a Pfizer scientist turned whistleblower called Justin Leslie. By the way, we'll be airing that documentary on the Stu Peters Network as well. These aren't misdemeanor crimes and word crimes that hurt somebody's feelings. These people right now, like Kristi Noem and people like, you know, Brian Kemp, people like Tony Fauci, people that are dual citizens in our government right now, these people are literally dropping bombs with your name on them because you fund them. All of you at home, you're funding these bombs that are being dropped right now on the heads of millions, tens of thousands at least, but historically millions of innocent women and children. In Gaza, it's happening right now. These bombs with your name on them that you paid for are being dropped on the heads of tens of thousands of kids. Upwards 40,000, I believe, is the latest estimate of civilians killed by Israel. These people are committing genocide, ethnic cleansing, and mass murder. And it's being done at the hands of those people who say that they're doing the bidding of you, the people, while they're sitting up in Congress, they're dual citizens to another secular nation state, this pro-abortion, pro-homosexual nation state that's in league with Satan. That's who these people are serving before they swear an oath to our Constitution. They have to swear an allegiance to these Satanists. And the only way, these are the people that need to be dragged out of office and criminally charged, put before a tribunal, and then when they're convicted, face extreme accountability. That is the only way. That is the only answer. And I don't think that seceding, and I don't think that dividing, and I don't think that a national divorce or putting up barriers is the answer. I just don't. Because, Henrik, that says, I'm waving the white flag and giving up territory and ground over here. No, we need to storm the gates of hell, and we need to take back our country and leave to our children what were promised to us, not only by our grandparents and the grandparents before them and generations before that, but by the people who founded this country under God. This is a Christian country, period. Nothing else will do. None of these other fancy named satanic rituals like burning a heifer, a red heifer, to usher in the ground or the framework or the territory to build the third temple on and bring in the Antichrist, because that is who they worship as their Messiah. We know who the Messiah is. It's Jesus Christ. Got to go. Henrik Palmgren, thank you so much for being here. Come back anytime.
Thank you, Stu. Appreciate it.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation. Or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. You know, a lot of people think they're ready for what's coming. Some world government roaming the streets of the United States, seizing guns from Americans, disarming you. A lot of people think, oh, when the deep state comes or the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm totally ready. In today's world, you have to be prepared for everything. It's not just an option, it's a necessity. When it comes to protecting my friends and family and ensuring that we're getting ready for any emergency, I choose American Reserves. With American Reserves, you're not just buying peace of mind. No. You're investing in high-quality, long-shelf-life emergency food, top-notch water filtration products, essential survival gear designed to keep you safe and your kids safe no matter what. In emergency situations, having these products will keep you and your family alive. I'm not overstating this. And I know the people at American Reserves.
I love doing business with them because they're patriots. They're Christians. They care truly about your family's preparedness. So don't wait for the emergency to find you and your family unprepared. Visit AmericanReserves.com today. If you use the discount code STU, you'll get 10% off everything. Take the first step towards securing your family's safety with American Reserves. You're not just ready, you're prepared for anything. Again, AmericanReserves.com and use promo code STU. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about, Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com. I would like to reserve this book in your name. It's called No Grid Survival Project, and inside you'll find 75 ingenious do-it-yourself projects that can help you to protect your own family, not only from long-term blackouts or after an EMP, but also in times of economic crisis, riots, hyperinflation, hurricanes, civil war, martial law, or any other unforeseen events that may come our way. This book, the immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent, self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on the government or anyone else for your basic needs. You'll discover things like how to make water out of thin air, the long-lasting survival foods that you can make at home, automatic backyard traps and alarms for looters and intruders, a pressurized rainwater harvester, EMP-proof survival generators, the self-sustaining greenhouse, a simple device that can keep you off of FEMA's radar, do-it-yourself, no-grid air conditioning unit, and a whole lot more. Yes, air conditioning units. Do-it-yourself. The immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent and self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on anybody else. Go to nogridprojects.com/stu and take advantage of a 75% discount. This book right here, and this offer won't be available for long. That's nogridprojects.com/stu.
So it's no secret that every single branch, every single bureaucracy, every single level of our government needs your cash. So they tax you, and then when they can't tax you enough, they just come and they take it. Congress comes and takes your money to send to Ukraine. Hundreds of billions of dollars. No official declaration of war has been made, but yet you're paying for a war against Russia that could last forever. There's no benchmark for success in Ukraine. The same with Israel and Gaza. So your taxpayer dollars are funding the very bombs that are currently dropping on the heads of innocent children and women in Gaza. Did you okay that? Nope. So that's government theft. So when they can't just tax you and take from you or print enough money, they have to actually come after your retirement. They have to come after your investments. They have to come after your 401k. All of these things that you don't own. Carlos Cortez is with us from Cortez Wealth Management, has been here since the very beginning. Is this true? I mean, the government can just come and take your money up to and including your checking and savings accounts. Just drain it.
100%. 100%. And Stu, what I want to roll out, which is, I didn't really want to say this, but this is actually straight up legit. It's called tokenization. And if you go to Scriptures and Wall Street, my podcast is going to be on this on the Stu Peters Network this week about what is tokenization? What's the end game of tokenization? Basically, anything that has intrinsic collateralized asset value can be converted into a digital dollar where they can track, trace, and control you. They're going to implement a social credit score, and that is happening right now. BlackRock just introduced a fund to help businesses and organizations, institutions to help with the tokenization process. Basically, everything that you own could be converted into a digital dollar. They're doing all this. They're using the same type of language they did during the jab. Safe, effective, efficient. Anytime the government says those words, run for the hill.
Yeah, we can secure all of your money over here in our greedy little palms and do with it whatever we want. But you have retirement programs and investment programs that allow people to put money into places that they've likely never heard of from their heavily advertised big box financial advisor, from, you know, the run of the mill, every street corner financial firm. You, unlike them, have a way to keep money away from the federal government where they can't touch it and where it compounds.
Anti-CBDC is the word. So anti-CBDC, I mean, eventually they're going to find a way to CBDC you to hell in a handbasket. And it doesn't end with precious metals and real estate. There are other things that you can do to secure your retirement. And that's what we've been doing for the past 2.5, 3 years. I don't know how long we've been working together.
Yeah, we've been working together for almost 3 years now. You've been on the network and I get emails every day. For those of you, by the way, that are new to the network, here's the difference between Carlos Cortez and the communist that you're probably likely using right now for your financial advisor. Communists, and I say that because they're working under the control of and inside of the imaginary lines of this box that confines them so that they could be holden to Wall Street. So they can become beholden to, you know, the illegitimate pedophilic Biden regime. So they can ultimately be beholden to the Israeli government and to the CCP, to the Chinese government, to all of the other levers of power, the one world order, the new world order, the one world government, the round table of greedy mass murderers, right? That's who these people are beholden to, the edicts of those people. Unlike them, Carlos Cortez is an independent fiduciary, which means that he has the freedom to go outside of that box and to create a solution specifically for you, which is why I get emails, Carlos, all the time from listeners and viewers of this program saying, thank you so much, if nothing else, for hooking us up with Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management. So we want to thank you for your 3 years of not only loyalty to us here at the network and helping to keep us on the air, but by you know, sponsoring the program and being an advertiser here and being very loyal and a friend personally to me, like a brother. But also, we want to thank you for doing us right by treating our people right. Not a lot of people do that. Everybody's in it to make a buck. Of course, you know, we're pro-capitalism, so of course we expect you to make a commission, but it's fair, and you're putting people in positions in their life where they can truly be comfortable and retire and know that they're leaving something for their kids, and for that, we're greatly appreciative. If you want to book your appointment with Carlos Cortez, you can visit him online at CortezWM.com. Again, that's CortezWM.com, or just call him. Call him in the office, 813-448-3446. Again, that number in Tampa, Florida, but you can do business with him from everywhere. 813-448-3446. We are out of time today on this Thursday. Back tomorrow from the same place at the same time. Until then, God bless you.